07. Can you please, let's do Pledge of Allegiance first. So if you all would please rise if you're able. And put your hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And then if we could please take a roll call.
Yes, commissioners, please indicate your presence when I call your name. Commissioner Hertz-Mallari. Commissioner Brazier-Aceves. Commissioner Mahoney.
Here.
Commissioner Merritt.
Here.
Commissioner Weiss.
Here.
Commissioner Miles.
Present.
And Commissioner Nashashibi. Okay, and noting for the record that we have a quorum. And just some housekeeping notes and announcements before you get started today. The agenda for today contains a brief general description of each item to be considered, except as provided by law. No action shall be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda. The commission encourages public participation. Members of the public may request to speak on any item appearing on the agenda and general public comments. Please complete a speaker request form and turn it into the clerk prior to the reading of the agenda item. Speakers will be given 3 minutes to speak. The clerk will run the timer and announce when your time is up. Public comment may also be submitted electronically by emailing response@ocgov.com. Also, please be aware that the room is microphoned for recording of the meeting, so please keep side conversations to a minimum, and please turn cell phones to mute or vibrate for the duration of the meeting. I'm also announcing that Commissioner Ramos has resigned from the commission effective yesterday due to her many professional obligations as an executive for Providence St. Joseph's Hospital. So she just had too many conflicts and felt that she was going to resign and pass the baton to alternate Commissioner Nashashibi. So she will fill her seat until either appointed or a new appointment is made by the chair of the Board of Supervisors. So I'm just making you all aware of that, and that's all I have.
Thank you. And has the chair made plans, potentially, perhaps, to either do one or the other?
I haven't heard yet. I didn't get a chance to speak with him yesterday, but I know we'll give you guys an update when I don't want to speak too much.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Do we have any introductions?
No introductions today.
Okay, so public comment. Are there any public comments?
And we have no request for public comments today.
Easy day. Okay, the agenda items. Agenda item number one, approved minutes of March 5th, 2026, regular meeting of the commission. I noticed you have Commissioner Mahoney as not present that day, and I could have swore you were there, or is my month mixed up?
No, I was here.
Yeah, so I think you have her listed as absent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I wanted to make sure.
Thank you for catching that. Maybe I was a couple minutes late.
Yeah, I think you walked in a little late, but I knew, because I knew 1 month you were on vacation, but I didn't think it was that one. So any other comments on the minutes or any changes? Do I have a motion?
I'll second.
All in favor of approving the minutes with the amended attendance?
Aye.
I may have seen just because I wasn't there.
Okay, so three yeses, one abstention, zero no's.
For that to pass, do you need quorum? Do you need?
Well, you need a quorum to vote.
Okay, two vote, but then it passes with just three.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so caregiving affordability and access ad hoc reports out and action if needed. So kind of light today. I don't know if we have any updates for the.
We can do the. Does the survey want to go first?
Sure. Ours is really brief, so I apologize to our ad hoc because I was so focused on getting out to all the city councils that I really didn't focus on. That was sort of my agenda for the 4th district. But we did have a call earlier this week, and it's too bad that Ann is not with us because she had a really good idea. You know, knowing our financial limitations. She had a thought to maybe we could host some focus groups, and that was something that Jolynn and I thought could be really a cost-effective way to get out into the community. So we started talking about just different groups. When I was speaking before the Stanton Council. That was our last meeting. Their Kiwanis Club was there because they were also recognizing women in the community, and some of them were leaders in their Kiwanis Club. So they invited me, oh, please, we'd love to have you come and speak for the commission. And so I just think there are a lot of like service groups, Chamber of Commerce, and then Ann also brought up to us the Orange County Business Council has a workforce committee, and we thought it'd be a great idea if the whole commission sort of agrees with that to reach out to that committee and see what are the things that businesses are looking at in terms of childcare, of course, for their employees. So we had, you know, we wrote down some information on who their staff connection would be, and then there are a couple of women who chair that workforce committee. And that was just something that we thought might be a good place to start, knowing our financial constraints. How can we most effectively get out there and do our own level of surveying?
Excellent. Okay.
And then the experts and authorities ad hoc met on Monday, and we're grateful to Dr. Marchese for coming to the meeting. So in the interim, I spoke with Tiffany Alva, who is the Director of Partnerships for First Five Orange County. And so she and I arranged with the chair's generous permission that First Five OC will be presenting to our commission next month at the May 7th meeting. And so she'll prepare a 10 or 15 minute presentation based on their latest report. Did I send that to you, Valerie? I should probably send that to you to distribute to the commissioners ahead of time. I'll send that out to you. Good morning. I'll send that out to you to include to the rest of the commission. But First Five did a report that I think we didn't cite in our. It was too soon for us to include in our commission report to the Board of Supervisors, but they have some good new data that they'd love for us to see. And then that is probably what she's going to be presenting on May 7th. And so should be great for everybody to kind of review that. And then I made sure she said she would have plenty of time for Q&A at the end so that it's, you know, maybe a 10 or 15 minutes presentation, and then at least 15 minutes to 20 on Q&A with us afterwards if we've got the May 7th presentation. And then Dr. Marchese, after the meeting, sent a great follow-up to our ad hoc about connections in Orange County with other groups that we, and, you know, experts that we all need to probably discuss. Well, now that Laura's not on our committee, Laura resigned of the commission. So we'll figure out how to divide maybe and conquer the list. It was a pretty, there's at least, what, 10?
Yeah, I think there's about 10.
Yeah, about 10 different organizations that we need to reach out to. And so that'll be kind of our homework, I think, before the next meeting, tackling that.
And then there was just the question of the consultants.
Like the consultants are on a serve.
Universities.
Right. And Dr. McKee, do you mind sharing what you just...
About the rapid survey?
She has an idea.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to share. I had mentioned the rapid survey coming out of Stanford University. So basically, over the last, I think since 2002... Stanford has gotten funding support, I believe, from Hilton, and they have been doing national surveys, but then also a focus on California in the last couple years, where they basically recruit families. They have a recruitment survey, and then they ask families to participate in surveys monthly, I believe, and they give them $5 or something to participate. And the surveys are around childcare, economic well-being. It's all about like early childhood issues for families. So I met with them, the representative for like the program manager for California from the Rapid Survey Project, to see if they would be willing to share like retrospectively county-specific data from what they've already done in terms of surveys. And a few examples were like the impact of TK on families, transitional kindergarten, the impact of immigration enforcement on families. But there are questions in the survey that are specific to affordability and access of childcare. And unfortunately, they were not willing to do that. But as part of this like round circle, I ended up finding out from First Five, Lisa Burke, that they had already connected with Stanford Rapid Survey Project to discuss potentially them kind of doing like a subscription where they pay a fairly amount to partner with them where we as a county do the recruitment, but they do the recruitment survey specific to Orange County, and we can tailor a few of the questions in that. And then they will continue to do that $5 reimbursement, survey the families monthly. Some of it will be, you know, their core questions, some potentially what we tailor, we want to ask the families. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of that 6-month period, they provide the raw data. So First Five had like already been on that pathway with Rapid. And so I just connected with Lisa Burke, who's sort of overseeing it for First Five, and said like, hey, I know that the commission on women and girls was interested potentially in doing some sort of survey activity. Would you be willing to like connect with them and share what you're doing? So I think maybe as part of Kim's presentation, maybe you can reconnect with Tiffany and just say, you know, either separately that ad hoc could connect and find out what they're doing, or maybe she's willing to speak to that when she comes in May. So they had 500 respondents from Orange County in the previous surveys, but unfortunately that would have been pretty robust, but they weren't willing to give us the retrospective data. They were only willing to do this sort of like prospective collaboration. So just an opportunity potentially to have some sort of survey activity. Obviously, it's like depends on who's willing, like who we as a county distribute it to, like there's selection bias and who's going to be willing to participate for $5, right? So it's not going to be like hugely representative of our entire population, but it's something. So anyway, offering that as a potential survey opportunity.
I think the survey committee might want to connect with, and I'm happy to make an introduction, or you guys can go through Dr. Marchese, but I think that might be the survey ad hoc, might be the ones that.
Absolutely. So this is fantastic. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I have concerns because the 6-month window really makes it difficult.
Yeah.
For us to be able to, and it's April. That puts us October, where we're already supposed to be. Just so, I'm not saying let's not do that. I think we need to do that for maybe the next year after, as far as participating in the survey to be able to get those results, and maybe we can do that on the side, aligning some questions or participating in that for some future.
Yeah, preparing for future.
Yes. But unfortunately, because we're an annual reporting period requirement, not that we couldn't change that, but we would have to go through, you know, bylaw changes and stuff. I think for this next year, is my thought. Obviously, talk with everybody that is willing to talk to us. But I think what we need right now is to acquire as much data as we can. That's already been done. So, especially since we don't have a huge budget and we're going to ask for a little bit more budget potentially, or a little bit more usage of the budget potentially. So I think what I'd like to recommend, and I put together kind of with the help of my friend, I call AI my friend, to give me a list of potential organizations to talk to. So it's so much easier to just go, who do I talk to about blah, 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 blah. And then it gives me a whole list, and then I say, well, narrow it to Orange County, and then it gives me a whole list. And so my friend and I put together a couple lists of very reputable organizations or community groups that have done surveys or put out reports and data that we can access with phone numbers and emails or whatnot. So then that way we can kind of call them, email them, connect with them and say, hey, we don't really have a budget, but we'd really like to get some of your data because we're trying to present the second report on the status of, and focus on caregiving as a whole. Because I think based on the last meeting, we kind of decided we weren't just going to focus on child care, right? We're going to branch into kind of the all aspects of your child caregiving, and then you have adult caregiving, so we can do this kind of life caregiving. Mm-hmm. So when I put that in, and I'm happy to email these to any of you. So I asked for a list of the organizations and kinds of data we should get, and then the data sets. And so these are some of the suggestions that my friend gave me. and it did it too, both on like if you wanted state stuff. So funny you mentioned, because I think a lot of universities, especially San Francisco, does a lot of, and the gerontology departments have done a lot of surveys or data analysis. And so when you look at, when you want to do the state data on how it's going, accessing like UCLA or San Francisco, that came up on my search. And if you want to do Orange County, then it was like, also with the state was like the California Department of Aging. And then Here's the matrix. So for child care affordability, it was first five, which I think we all recognize. And then child care supply and licensing, which is more of a state thing, which is the community, California Community Licensing Department, CCLD. Child care workforce was Berkeley, has something out on data surrounding that. The adult caregiving prevalence was UCLA, and the acronym is CHIS, which stands for, because I didn't know
California
it.
California Health Interview Survey.
California what?
Health Interview Survey, which is also used in
Layers the sources. Yeah.
There's my new friend. and then, you know, there's elder care facility, unpaid lifespan, caregiving, national caregiving, and family economic. And then so what I would like us to do, I think, is kind of conquer and divide and go through some of these different organizations and say, okay, we need to, here's some of the topics, right? So child care affordability, so average cost of care by age group, cost trends over the last 5 years, cost differences by zip code or region, comparison of child care costs, median household income. And that first five, or resource and referral organizations, which there's a whole list of those, which I know you probably know them off the top of your head.
Yeah, Children's Home Care Society has a referral program, and that's one that's on your list.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll cross-reference, because Dr. McKasey made us a great list, so we'll cross-reference that with what ChatGPT.
And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to put together or put this in a kind of packet-like thing that you can email to everybody, because I'm not allowed to. And then you guys can divvy them up as far as or I'll divvy them up, and I'll say this is for the survey, this is for the ad hoc, and kind of just or survey and the experts. And then maybe by next month, come back with some.
No, I wonder, they're so similar, the two ad hocs. I just wonder if maybe we each take, right, the whoever's on on the commission, that we've sort of done some pre-work and we're kind of, I feel like, converging, and maybe we just each as commissioners just assign us out, however many, if the list is 20, we each get whatever it might be. That might just be.
I'm happy. I'm fine with that too. I want to be respectful of everyone's. I don't want people to commit to something and then they can't do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? I don't want to assign something and then someone's like, well.
It's a bad month for me or whatever.
Yeah. But I'm happy to do that. Maybe we can just go through Valerie and I can put a list together and then she can email it out anyone that has an issue. So, all take some too. I mean, we all should do a little bit of this.
Maybe we should do what we did for the, you know, getting the reports to the city council, looking at the list and volunteering for what we think we could handle. Does that work?
Yeah, better. That might be a better idea to make it accessible.
We might already kind of have a connection.
Right.
Like a,
okay. Yeah, that would be great.
Well, you're conduit. One thing that came to mind while Dr. Marchese was talking about the survey, and they weren't, the past survey, and they weren't willing to share the information with us.
You can get the state level. You just can't get county specific for our 500 respondents.
Why, though? Did they say why, or am I missing something? Is it because it costs them money and they don't want to share?
I think a little bit of, like, they don't really want to. The prospective does them good because they're getting additional participants in the program for them, and so it's kind of like worth having that collaboration. But the retrospective, they were worried that disaggregating some of the data, that some of the numbers might be too small, and like I think they just didn't really want to do the work because it didn't really benefit them, frankly. But you can look at their state, like the California state data around, you know, immigration enforcement impact and transitional K, and the national responses around like the child care. So that's all available to you. And I gave you the website. And she was actually willing to share some of some more of the data tables from that specifically, as opposed to just the narrative that they published in their report. But they weren't willing to give us our own data.
Would they, my thought was, would they? I know we have a very small budget, but if this is something we continue to run into as we approach others, is there a number?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
To, like,
maybe.
Feel like they're getting reimbursed for some of their research?
If it's disaggregating and incorrect information, that's different than.
If it's the limitations of the data because they think the sample size is too small, we're not going to overcome that. But if it's just like, well, hey, I know you said you weren't willing to do it, but if we did gave you, you know, $5,000, would you do it? I mean, that's a whole other conversation. I didn't go there. So.
And that was with Stanford?
That was with, yeah, it's, yeah.
Survey at Stanford?
Rapid survey at Stanford, yeah. Okay. And I gave you the California project manager's contact information, that list as well. Her name's Valeria. So
okay. Well, I wonder if it would be worth it to have Chrislyn have it before we spend any money on it. It's almost like I want to have Chrislyn talk to them to figure out whether you
have.
Think that data would be valuable.
It's worth us pursuing. Yeah,
that's true. Because sometimes, like the California Healthy Kids Survey, you could purchase subset. So let's see.
Yeah, it didn't sound like they were, that was like their business, but yeah. I'll send you the.
Okay. So what I'll do is this weekend, I'll put together a list with contacts that if we can publish it like a Google Doc or whatever you guys did last time, where people can make comments and say who's going to take what.
And then should we get you Dr. Marchese's list too, and
there's probably a lot of overlap, and I have some contacts like email addresses and stuff on there.
Can Dr. Marchese send it straight to me, or does she have to go through?
No, she can send it straight to you.
Okay, will you send that to me? Super secret.
I know. I always get uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't know what I can send to. Yeah.
Okay. And then I will put together kind of the list of. This is who I think, based on my friend, when I put in, you know, this is what we were trying to accomplish, and who we should talk to so that we can try and get some data. And I don't think the report's going to be as big as it was last year because we're just focusing on that whole expansion of caregiving. But I know, like, Alzheimer's OC on my Older Adults Advisory Commission, I've got tons of people from Alzheimer's OC. So, I mean, I would take that one in a heartbeat because I've got all the connections already, and that's a lot of data on, you know, caregiving and costs and, you know, gaps and things like that. So,
and that is a really good specific category that, you know.
You know, one thing that we're talking about a little bit on the timeline where we think, you know, doing something for 6 months and having the data ready in October might not give enough time for us. I wonder if we also what we didn't build into on timing this last time we did it, it was like get the report done to get the report distributed by March was our goal. I wonder if we, if it would make sense for us to build in any of that time for kind of developing those recommendations off of the survey, where I think, or maybe we just like the way it is, where we did the report and maybe now we're going to be kind of finalizing some recommendations that come out of it. But if we thought we had enough time to do that on the front end and either incorporate that into it or do that, you know, twofold where it's here's the report, but then these are the, this is what we're, you know, talking about, that if we backed up our timeline at all, if we had any ability to do that, or if we're comfortable with doing it the way that it's going to happen now.
So my thought was we would get all the data to be able to write the report, and then while in writing the report and seeing the data, that's when, in my opinion, we would develop the recommendations, because we'd be able to see exactly where the gaps are or what's needed or what's lacking.
Yeah.
So I was going to comment also on the number four, agenda four, for discuss future updates.
I saw that.
I figured once we get this off the ground where we like, okay, we've got data from your organization you're looking at, I've got it, and then we can come together, we can do a working session where we can all wear like t-shirts and jeans, I don't know, and we can just kind of go through all the data and highlight what we like, what we don't like, and it's really going to be an informal kind of a work study session. Maybe we'll meet for 5 minutes to satisfy the requirement, and then we can break, like end the meeting, but go right into a workforce thing so we're not doing any problems with like Brown Act issues. And that's where we would then not only, you know, work together as a group, say, well, this is important, but then also come up with the recommendations there. And I was thinking of that probably like July. We're dark in June.
We're dark in July.
So either June or August we would do that. Because the recommendations would be something very similar. We're not going to have to go out and find data for that. We're using the data to
derive the recommendations,
you know, to focus them that way. So that's kind of what my thought was, is along with, at that point in time, we could develop a like a one-page little memo to give to the Board of Supervisors to say, hey, report's coming along great. We could even address some of the recommendations from the last report. And so we just wanted to update you, Board of Supervisors, you know, this is what we're working on now, but here's an update for that. So I kind of figured that around August, because that really, we've got all that work already. We've got all that data. We've got those recommendations. It's a matter of us agreeing on how we're going to assemble it and communicate it. So I figured either June or August, probably more so August. Mm-hmm. That was my thought. If anyone has a different idea or would like to try something,
that's different.
I'm happy to open up.
I think we played some catch up in this last big report that we didn't block out time for that extra process beforehand. And I love doing it. Gathering the data, thinking about the data. We just were like compiling into a report and out. We didn't have a ton of time for reflection. And I think that's, if we build that time, then that could be, make the report stronger.
Yeah, so I would like May, if it's enough time, for us to have that kind of working session.
With the organizations that we're reaching out to, are we asking them for data that they already have?
Yes.
We're not asking them to put together a survey or anything like that.
No, they should be able to have data already, and in that list that I have, it asks for specific things like trends for waiting lists, or if you're dealing with like the Department of Aging or that California Community Licensing Department, you know, how many agencies have lapsed or how many agencies are expired or how many new agencies are coming on, you know, things like that to kind of help drive the trend of, oh, well, we're getting a lot more of these, you know, assisted living facilities, or we're getting a lot more child care facilities opening up, or, oh, we're losing them in this region. So I'll put down some basic stuff, and then you guys have the freedom to be able to expand on that, drive a certain way, you know, because this is really going to be all of us. I don't, all of us have our own ways of thinking and processing the information. We all have the same goal, but how we get there is going to be really, I think, a a unique part of this report because it's each one of us. And you guys will have the freedom to dive in deeper to how you want.
Can I recommend, so maybe what we could do on that document is folks can add in questions so that that way we're still kind of getting that similar response or data set from
sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Organizations?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I will make sure if you, Dr. Marchese, if you can send me that list.
I already did.
Oh, is that why I'm buzzing?
Yep.
Then by this weekend, I'll send it to you, Valerie, either Sunday or Monday morning, and then we'll send it out to everyone where it's a working document and people can access it. And then let's plan on May meeting. Come comfortable. Bring some snacks. And we'll really hammer out if we haven't gotten any data from the people that we are contacting, that's okay. We can at least narrow down maybe.
So that's in addition to the first five.
Could I suggest we move it to June for our working thing?
Thank you for reminding.
Just because we've got first five,
right.
We'll be
you're
kind of.
Right. I was jumping the gun on that.
Okay.
So we'll do that in June. Thank you. Yeah, and actually that's probably better anyways because then it'll give us more time.
Yeah.
Thank you for. That's there's
amazing.
A reason you're vice chair.
These meetings come around.
I know. This one really jumped out at us.
Yeah.
We're talking about
like, oh, indeed. Okay, so June, we'll do the work.
The data, I'm almost just wondering, for the discussion on the data from first five, the opportunity to work with them, maybe we explore that and do that kind of right here, right? We're doing this, but then we also have this going and see where it goes because we do have the flexibility, say we decide like that data is like, you know, just, capturing things that
was I missed the first part of your question or your sentence, so I'm not connecting what you're saying.
So my suggestion is that we also work with First Five in creating the survey or adding to their survey, and then we revisit. I mean, we can always, if it's because we have the flexibility, right?
Yeah.
We can change when we want to put out a report. We did it really early in the year to line up with Women's History, which is awesome. But at the same time, if the data is going to be, like, just what we've been searching for, you know, it might make sense to push that back. But it's just, like, leaving that open. I think that's a really great opportunity.
Yeah, that's something not opposed to. We can see how it lines up.
Should we have an ad hoc on that? Or does the survey committee want to?
Well, I think we have a great opportunity to connect with them when they're here in May.
Yeah.
And let's see what that looks like amongst the wider group. And I'm not opposed to ad hocs, but just putting it on just a few of us. Like, to your point, we all do have these different viewpoints and kind of paths as to how we process.
Right.
So since they're already coming, I would suggest instead of limiting the voices for that conversation that we engage with them.
My other question is on timing. I just don't want to miss. Do you know when they're going to start? Is there any sense on timing of when they'd want
to? They had not, like, finalized the method of payment yet, so it, like, hasn't started, but it's, like, in the works.
So I actually, today at 12:30, have a Zoom through ACCOC with First Five. But it's not me. It's ACCOC, if you're not familiar, is the Association of California Cities, Orange County. And so they do these bold, better opportunities for learning development, which is like during lunch times. And so First Five is coming on the Zoom with lots of other people. It's not just me. I didn't organize it. But as a member of ACCOC, I was like, yes, I want to participate in that. So it'll be very interesting to see what gets said today on the
right,
Zoom.
Right, probably present the report.
So
I think they're probably presenting their strategic plan. That's what they presented at their board meeting this week. It probably
experts, or sorry, let me see, I'll tell you. It is OC Child Care Landscape Webinar, Challenges, Resources, and Next Steps with First Five OC and then ACCOC.
You don't get a chance to talk with them if there's other people to talk with them about this. I'd be happy to reach back out to the person that I spoke to there, or you can put me in touch, and I can just have a timing question.
That's a great idea.
I think it probably makes more sense for, I gave you Lisa Burke's email.
Mm-hmm.
I would just connect with her directly because they haven't finalized it yet, and so I don't know that it's, like, ready for prime time in a public setting.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I gave you Lisa's email address, and she was on my phone call with Valeria, so And then I spoke to her afterwards. So she kind of like knows, okay. But then directly if the commission could just reach out to her, she can, you can get a little bit more concrete about what they would even be willing like to do. I think they might just set like, I think their plan was kind of just go with the standard set of questions for now and then maybe reevaluate later. So she might be able to give you a better idea of like when they were wanting to start, if they were going to do 6 months. And, like, what questions are on it. Like, she could probably share all that with you.
Okay. So, and then I'll bring that back to the group for May, just so we don't miss the opportunity. If she's like, oh, yeah, we're starting May 1st or whatever, that would be too soon for us. But, yeah, so I'll just do a touch base with Lisa and then report back on their timing.
The one presenting today, but I can't tell.
And Crystal, you were looking at something. I don't know if you heard Dr. Marchese said she thinks it might not be ready for prime time, so she doesn't think you should probably ask publicly about it today because it's not been finalized yet. So I'll go ahead and reach out to Lisa and then just get a sense on their timing. And
well, and so I know usually when they have presentations on ACCOC, they send us out the slides and stuff. So mm-hmm. I will ask if this is public, and then I will send it to you, and then you can send it out so that way.
Maybe in that session when they're here, we'd be a little bit more prepared to kind of start thinking as a group. To your point, Christine, like what questions, if they're open to adding any to the survey, like what that could look like.
I'll try to get back to Valerie then on that before they present in May. So we have maybe an answer of whether they would allow us that we could start thinking about it and we could talk a little, but the person who's presenting is the CEO, Kim Gold, is coming. So it's going to be, I think, a very high level presentation. It's not the people who are doing the rapid survey. So I think Kim won't be prepared to spitball with us on like types of appropriate questions. She may not even be involved in preparing that survey data.
100%.
Right. So I think So I think our talking with them will be maybe theoretical on maybe could we partner generally on something, but Kim is, she's the face of the organization. Yep. She's the CEO, so we're excited to have her come. It's honoring our commission, I think, that she's coming and not the director of partnerships or anything, but I think it has to be a high-level discussion because she's not in the weeds on the data or the survey issues.
And I was also going to share, Crystal, and I don't know if I got a chance to share this in our ad hoc, but I met with our team at SAUSD and Teaching and Learning, and we have two data sets that they're going to get to us. I can share. They did a very in-depth analysis of the child care needs as we expanded to early childhood education. 2 years, as young as 2 years in San Diego Unified. It's not every district doesn't opt into that, which I learned because I wasn't sure if it was, you know, across the board in the state. And then there was an in-depth analysis done of all child care in San Diego, like the centers, the in-home,
awesome.
Like all
that's
of that.
Awesome.
So they said we'd be happy to share that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was that with?
San Diego Unified.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Maybe that's something that you can get that actual data, ship it off to Valerie.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to share when I spoke with the Director of Partnerships, one of the things that's in their report that they have done research on is what counties are doing to support child care needs in communities. And so there should be some comparisons and some ability for us to draw on what is being done in other counties and what boards of supervisors are capable of doing. And so that would, I told you that would be gold for us, is if they've actually done some of that vetting. And she said we have, and we can.
And that's First 5 said that?
First 5 said
okay.
That, yeah.
So and
there's some analysis on.
Is that part of the report that's not live yet?
No, it's live. That is. I don't know whether that's completely part of the report, or if they touch on it on the report. But I think it's something that Kim can speak to, and be prepared to answer some questions about kind of recommendations and what they've seen in other counties of supporting these child care needs and accessibility. And I told her, you know, accessibility and affordability, and she was excited that we were looking to make some county suggestions. She's like, we can help you there.
Oh, that's great. Amazing. Because what would be even better, a step further, is the counties that maybe are doing well at that, are they partnering with their commission on women and girls?
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
To see, you know, are they listening? Are they good listeners?
Another thing we might do is reach out to the California Commission and ask them, do you know what some of the commissions have these partnerships and which ones might be successful models for us? So maybe we can reach out at maybe as a perfect Darcy Totten over there.
Okay. Any other comments or suggestions? I really appreciate you guys. I love I get all like very appreciative and very grateful for all of you because it's a passion. And either love it or you don't, and the fact that we all care about women is amazing.
So. I'm talking to Lisa at First Five. Did I commit to anything else? She's got the list.
other than the list that's going to go out and looking to see if there's any other.
Okay. So I'm talking to Lisa at First Five, and then I'm sending Valerie First Five's latest report.
Yeah. And Caitlin's sending the Santa Ana Unified child care breakdown, accessibility, or whatever.
So there's two sets. So send access.
And then can I just share one more thing? It's in the list that I sent. But April 17th at La Habra, whatever their building, their city building is there, Chair Chafee, in conjunction with First Five for Conditions of Children Forum, is focusing on innovative strategies in the county in childcare. And so someone will be there from, I believe, the Savannah School District, who has an infant and toddler care program for their staff, and someone from La Habra, because they, as a city, have done something for their employees around childcare, and then somebody from some business council who's doing, like, childcare business incubator funding. I just didn't want to neglect mentioning that I will be presenting some of the Conditions to Children report data on child care. I'm also going to present some of your data on child care also, and then I think I'm moderating, or someone else is moderating, the panel of those three initiatives that are happening in the county. Like in the noonish area on in La Habra.
I'll reach out to Rosa Espinoza if we can.
I believe I sent all the details on the email that I sent to you all.
Okay.
That'd be great if we could have someone go to that. I'm actually participating in a Women in Leadership Summit that day in Costa Mesa, so I am not able to attend. If that's
17th.
It is.
I'm very close. So
Friday the 17th from 12 to 2 at the La Habra City Hall. 12:30 is registration. 12:30 to 2 is the program.
So can we sponsor her to go since it costs money? So
it doesn't cost money. It's free. Yep.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because we could use our budget to sponsor, we just have to vote on it.
Nope. It's free.
Oh, good. That's a week from tomorrow, right? 2 weeks from tomorrow.
I'll reach out to the County of Santa Clara and see if they have done similar studies. And they also have a commission on the status of women and girls.
And I'll just add, so for our district, you know, declining enrollment continues to be an issue for most districts across the state.
It's national.
I know it's across the state, it's 75% of districts. I know that at least in the state, right? And so declining birth rates is another one. So we're, you know, very, I think all districts are having to be very creative and have different types of conversations. And so we have a new superintendent She is phenomenal and she's a visionary. And so I'm really excited about these conversations in that sense as well, because one of the things that she's brought to our district from her previous experience is partnerships with the community, with businesses, with city, county. And so those are some of the questions she's been asking, like, how do we partner? And so as we already provide childcare as young as two. And so I know in the last meeting we mentioned, folks mentioned like maybe the county, right, if there's an interest. And so I'm going to try to see if I can go, or someone from the district can go as well, to check out what they're doing in that school district in Savannah and then in La Habra as a city. So putting it out there, because if folks see opportunity for that, we are definitely interested. We have, you know, this is Savannah, and we do have our schools nearby. So if I can't speak on behalf of the entire board, right? But just as an individual, I think it's worth exploring and getting creative if the county is looking. And I have heard in the past there have been conversations around looking at and exploring. And so if you feel like your supervisors have interest, this might be very preemptive, but I think it's important to just, these things take time to build.
Well, and those are things that could be added in the recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely keep that, put a pin in it and save it for when we get to that part to make sure you remember to write that stuff down.
And I had mentioned it to the superintendent in passing, and I was like, you know, I don't know if that would look like on their site, right? Like, would we bring our staff to their facility? Would that be a local site repurposing? And just like, you know, open. So it could really be whatever the partnership needs.
Your facilities actually are better than most.
We just secured the largest bond, K through 12, maybe TK through 12.
Fantastic for you. It's terrible for my area.
Our community is very, I will say, very giving, like when it comes to our students, like committed. The largest bond in Orange County. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Are we, everyone's good? This is great. Okay, so moving on to agenda item 3, presentation on the data highlights, infographic, and talking points for commissioners. So first I want to say we were definitely a presence that day. It was amazing. Thank you, everyone, for attending. Thank you, guys, staff. We tried to make sure that we recognized everybody that was there. I tried to mention all your departments, but I might not have. But again, very appreciative of everything you guys do and your participation. So, did you want to go ahead and present on the infographic and give us a report on how many reports we have left?
Sure. So with the infographic, we were able to get it done in time for the presentation, so we're excited about that. So it's kind of, we're kind of talking about on the back end of it, but it just basically has, if everyone's seen it, the introduction to the commission, why we did the report. Some data highlights, we're calling highlights because it's only 2 to 3 data points in each of the categories, so it's not everything in the report, just some main things to talk about with key stakeholders. And then it had the key findings section on the back, so this just kind of summarizes in a nice paragraph form the overarching findings and kind of gives a teaser to the direction of where we're going to go for that next report, that the next year, as well as that QR code for the full report. So we're hoping this will be a good resource for everyone to kind of take, explain about the report, that summary of it. So part of that, we can talk about potentially printing these in glossy paper. So Gabby did get a quote for that. So, for example, 200 printed glossy paged one-pagers would be about $41.21. So it's not too expensive to print some nice ones if that's what the commission would like to do.
$41.21?
$41.21. So under 50. It does.
I mean, it's much cheaper than
that. Well, this is the one pager. Sorry.
Thank you.
This is like $42,000.
Yeah, I was like,
$42,000. We want nice glossy pages printed out to distribute.
That would be nice to have.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it seems pretty reasonable for 200. I don't know how many we're thinking, but this could save us the cost in the reports printed out.
So speaking of the reports,
can we print more?
Yeah. It's just an example for like 200, it would be the $41.21.
So can we do 400?
Yeah.
Well, so let's slow down a minute. So on the reports, the actual reports, so you said we have no more left, correct?
There are no more left.
Okay, yeah, so other than, this is interesting, so I know everyone had some and took to their councils or neighboring councils, so would love to hear everyone's experience and feedback that they got from presenting at different councils. So if we can just go around the room really fast and share what your experience was and reception to it.
Sure, I presented at Irvine.
You presented a lot, not just Irvine.
And Mayor Agron was very complimentary. They were reading it while I was giving them the highlights, and he made very nice comments about it. And he said, thank you for sharing it with us, and thank the commission for all the hard work that was done. They asked me for an extra copy, the assistant clerk. I did, and then I sent her the digital copy, so this way she can... makes her life easier, and she can submit it within minutes. So that was awesome. She was very happy. I submitted it at Laguna Hills, and they were very complimentary about the report. And the last one I did was RSM. They were thankful for the report. No other comments, but yeah.
I am coordinating my supervisor.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Joanne. Yeah. Seal Beach, I talked to the mayor, and she wanted me to come and do a PowerPoint presentation. And so I've been talking with Valerie about that, so we can come up with a PowerPoint.
Yeah, I said we didn't have a PowerPoint, and then when in talking to Liz, she was like, well, we have like the infographic, and if we give the commission talking points, then... you know, like that infographic could be what you present on. But if you would like a further PowerPoint presentation, I don't know if...
If we have a color scheme or something, I can put the highlights in there, and that will be the PowerPoint presentation.
Go over the...
Yeah, I think this is kind of... That's,
well, that, and or if they really want, like, a quote presentation, just have them pull up the electronic version and just...
The digital report as your...
Yeah, just go through the report. Like, I don't think we need an actual PowerPoint presentation when the report itself is digital and...
Yeah, but it's going to be like four slides.
Yeah. So this is better, maybe.
Just four slides. It has the highlights.
Yeah, I would just do the highlights, yeah. Especially since they have the report.
You can snip screenshots and if it's like in that, yeah. Look at that work. Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any others to report?
Nope.
Okay.
Of course, my commissioner would like to attend the meetings with me, so we're working out on our schedule. So we have not visited any of my cities yet. I think I've got four. And we are trying to coordinate our calendars too for Katrina to attend.
Oh, cool. Okay. She's busy. Good luck with that. You may just have to pick one and have her attend one. I don't know. She'll be able to get to all.
So yeah. They're coordinating. So we'll see. If it's not done within the next month or so, then we'll just go ahead. But so we're trying to.
So our superintendent with SAUSD, she borrowed my copy for one of our meetings. I think it was the same day. So the day we presented that evening. So in her superintendent's comments, she showed it and she shared that we had created this report. And then I still have my copies for the Santa Ana City Council. Thinking through that, Ms. Rose Contreras expressed interest from Supervisor Sarmiento's office in coordinating as well. So just need to find some time where we can do that and get that to them. Very cool.
I volunteered for Anaheim, Orange, and Yorba Linda, and I hit two in one night. I got Orange done and Anaheim done. Called somebody I know up, got on the agenda, first one, do the presentation, got it done, and... They were very grateful, and Yorba Linda canceled their April 7th board meeting, or council meeting, So now I'm on the agenda for April 21st.
If you need someone to go with you.
Good.
I started Wayne Park the same night that we were at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and it lined up really nicely. Actually, Chair Chafee was there, and they were also presenting, kind of celebrating women, right? So it all lined up, but it was short and sweet. It was really just a presentation because they had other things. Then I was in four or five of them. Oh, Brea, obviously, just as part of our regular meeting. That one was less exciting. Then I did Fullerton and Placentia, and they were both interested in the report. I had shared the digital copy with their clerk, and the infographic was great because I was able to hold up the two-pager and just show the QR code and just ask that they help us in all the cities. You know, this is the short and sweet version. If you could help share this out, and then there is a ability to link to the larger report. And then Stanton was the last one, and again, they were celebrating their Women of Distinction, so that was really great. And Fullerton was nice. That's how we got, and they have an actual community newspaper with someone sitting in the audience. I mean, that's how that all went down. So it's really nice to see kind of local journalism still exists anywhere. So that was a pleasant surprise.
Being able to do those two in March for me worked out great because around the Women's History Month, they had other presentations mm-hmm. going that were it just fit in perfectly. Yes. So. It worked out really well to be able to get that done in March. I was hoping to be able to do your Belinda too, but they didn't have a meeting.
You guys took all the cities. Because I told Valerie, I go, whoever can't do one, just let me know. I'll pick up the slack, and you guys are overachievers, clearly. So I did my city, but I did like a presentation, because my council had to sit there and listen to me. But they were all really impressed. And then we took it, and there was a ton of people in the audience that night because Orange Lutheran always has like their government class. Their kids have to come and participate in a civics, you know, engagement. And so they always come to our council meeting, and there's like 25 of them there. And they all actually were really interested because half the time they're on their phone or whatever. And so when I got to my part, so I didn't do it as a public comment. I did it during my comments. And they all kind of really listened, especially the girls. And so that was kind of cool. And then we put it out in our feeder and got a lot of feedback from our residents that thought it was really awesome. Also put in our feeder the pictures, sorry, you guys, of all of us at the Board of Supervisors. And then ACCOC found out that I had done it, and they put it out to all the member cities that you may not even realize you're a part of, and then also all the affiliates and different organizations that are a part of ACCOC. And we were mentioned in their newsletter. I didn't send it to you, but because I'm second vice president of ACCOC, so they said, we just want to showcase what one of our board members has done, and then they put the entire report, and then I showed the picture that was taken of all of us in the back of the book. So I was like, yeah, see if you really work.
I forgot. I was at La Habra too, and they had some Olu kids there. So
they
do. Yep. You probably get the most, right?
Yeah, because we're so close. But yeah, it's pretty good. You can always tell when the grades are due.
There was a request for more copies of the report always too. So
okay. Yeah. So that's my next segue. Did you have a question?
Not a question, but a comment. So I attended Laura Ramos was one of the kick-ass women that were celebrated by Orange Coast.
I saw that
magazine mm-hmm. and I was there for the luncheon. It was both Laura Farah Khan, former Mayor Farah Khan, and others. It was a very good celebration of these kick-ass women.
Okay, so now comes the part of, so other than the copies that went out to all the different councils, and that left us with a balance, so, and then the supervisors, so who else got the report?
So there were 10 distributed to each of the board offices, and then the council members did, and then the 4th district asked for the 10-ish that were left over, the extras, yeah.
So there's no more left?
There's no more left.
So do we have a need to print more? Are there still requests or organizations, people that would like the report that we can't satisfy?
I satisfied the request that I got by sending it to them electronically.
Okay.
So.
I'm missing two for one of my cities.
And the count was off, so we're hoping to get 10 more. Because in a box that was labeled something, when Valerie cross-checked it, it was less. So we're hoping they'll honor that and just give us the 10. So we did reach out to the print. Yeah. So we potentially could get 10 more.
Okay. Do we have a need to print more? Remember, you know, this is taxpayer money. So, I mean,
I feel like printing the two-pager with the access point to the digital copy is far more cost-effective. I might have two in my car that's
great.
So I'd be happy to, on the way out, see if I have one or two that I can kind of fill your need. Because I know as an elected official, I get a lot of things. Like, as I was giving them to the councils, it kind of hurt my heart a little bit because I thought of all, all the things that I put in the round file. It's pretty automatic, and not because I'm not interested, but because I know I can find things online and all it's doing is collecting dust. So I really feel like that was a useful tool. And when I was able to hold that up, I ran out of those, and then I actually printed just at home some that I could share with the councils, because I think that's really more impactful. And then they can, if they want to go deeper, they can access it. So that would just be my 2 cents.
Can I request whoever wants that being contacted, we reach out to the California Commission on the Status of Women and Girls, that we send them an electronic copy?
Yeah.
Just so they know what we're doing. We probably keep track of that.
Okay, so I'm not hearing that we really feel like we need to print a whole bunch more, correct?
I'm okay with the, I agree, I think it's easier.
I think the highlights with the QR code to the full report is great.
So then, it's not labeled as an action item, but can I still put it to a vote? Because it's just an agenda item.
No, yeah, you can.
Okay.
It's on the agenda, so you can make any.
It had to be an actual action item.
Before we do that, it falls within this item, so I wanted to bring something up and make an ask to the team. And I'm not sure what the process is, but one of the things, because I was going to say if we printed more, there's one thing in the report that some folks did point out to me that I felt the team would be interested in maybe knowing, and then also if it's possible, maybe adjusting. And I don't know if that looks like, if that's possible on the electronic version with like a note, or how maybe if other reports have ever done something like that. So it's just the analysis of the data on one area where it's demographics. So what folks brought back to me, and I realized it was just completely oversight, the way that we talk about, we have race and then we have ethnicity, and the way that ethnicity is like kind of the takeaway that we have, and I'm so bummed we missed this, it doesn't really say anything that highlights something of value. It just says the, and I wish I had it in front of me, but it says something like the number of Latino women and then Latino girls is, I think for women it's like under 50%, and with girls it's right above 50% of all population. So the feedback I got from the supervisor's office and from other folks is like, this is a big, that means about half of our women and girls are Latina. But the way we wrote it,
I think what we wrote was there are fewer Latina women in Orange County, Latina women and girls, than in California. And so it sounds like there aren't that many Latina women and girls, and there's like over 50% Latina women, and like 65% of our girls are Latina. And so it makes it sound like
insignificant. Like our finding
insignificant, but like fewer. There are fewer Latina women in Orange County than blah, blah, blah.
Okay, because fewer women identify as Hispanic or Latina in OC compared to California.
Right. And that is, it is true, but it's 65%. And so it winds up kind of making it sound like we just don't have that large of a Latina population rather than, you know.
Then we should have added the percentage.
Then something, yeah, like at, you know, yeah. While 65% of yeah. women are Latina, there are fewer or something yeah. like that. But that it's, it
comes across. I mean, the bar graph does show it. So it, the data is there in the report.
I think what
but
it is that we got, we got focused on doing the comparison with the state. That we lost the power of what the data actually shows for us. Like, we just compared it to the state and made it almost sound like it was insignificant versus, like, 65% of our girls are Latina.
Well, the data's not wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right? We're focusing on a comparison with the state, but I think that takeaway maybe should have been not a comparison with the state, but so, just...
But it was for all the analysis, though, right? I mean,
right.
It's so not all
mine.
Yeah, like, everywhere we made that same one.
So I think
my feedback probably is like maybe where we didn't have to do that for everything, right? Like if it's not painting a picture that's helpful for us, because I'm not sure how that's helpful in the comparison, because it's a small amount of difference.
Well,
as
you
well.
Can't leave data out just because it's not helpful. You know what I mean? Like so whether it's helpful or not, having the data is important as a comparison either in the future. And I hear that perhaps it may be needed to actually say percentage, you know, it doesn't. But I'm really reluctant to making any modifications or changes on a digital copy when prints are out, done, gone. That's, you know what I mean? So
can't we say updated date and the date
well,
on the digital copy?
I mean, I'm looking at it on my phone, so I don't know. Because I think it, I agree, like, with that sentiment. I fully agree. But it is right next to the bar. Like, in both cases, the box is right next to the bar graph that shows 60, make it bigger for my eyes, you know, 63.5% of girls identify as Hispanic or Latina versus 69.8% in the state. And literally, like, right next to that is the fewer girls identify. And it's the same for women. So it's not that the numbers aren't there. I do agree with you. The wording, you know, in a future date, I would probably change it. But I think the intent was not to be dismissive. And some are reading it that way. But I don't know that I'd want to change the report.
I think that it's very important if there is a way to make maybe just some kind of, like, highlight. Because what happens is it can...
The bottom of the page. Yeah.
It can
identify as Hispanic or Latino OC compared to California.
Oh, it's right next to the bar graph.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Caitlin, you know I totally agree with you at heart because it's right next to the graph. I'm like not...
I think what I mean is I think that that's okay... But maybe there's a way, and maybe I can workshop it and actually prepare something and present it to the group where it doesn't.
It almost just doesn't need anything. My suggestion
yeah.
would be to
delete.
Yeah.
Remove it, remove that analysis,
remove
that,
the
remove
it. Can give the idea of like a minimization.
Mine would be to remove that.
Yeah, removing that comment altogether.
Yeah.
Is
you
the best part.
Like,
because
do
the
like
percentages
I don't
are there.
Comparison. To LA, Orange, you know, the
yeah, I think
Orange
it's
County
fine.
Is fine.
Yeah. Fine. I think it's
but
the wording can come
wording.
Over the minimum. Like, it could be misleading, and
yeah,
we wouldn't want to contribute to any kind of erasure,
yeah.
right? So I would be okay with
but
just
you're
it
talking about removing the comment in gray?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so I would just share that we find things all the time in the Conditions of Children report. We're like, we could have done that better. Or, like, occasionally, like, something's actually wrong, and I find out when I'm preparing for a presentation, we don't go back and change the report because you already have distributed physical copies
yeah.
of it, and then it looks really weird because and given it to the board, yeah.
So just for yeah, and in the future, maybe just don't put that comment box.
Yeah.
Like, I totally agree with you. We could have just left that
yeah.
without.
Or you could speak to it, like if it, you know what I mean. If, but I wouldn't change it, unfortunately, just because then it. Doesn't look.
I agree.
It ruins the credibility.
Yes.
Well, I think it actually makes us more credible because we're kind of like, I think it's really important that we address, yeah, it's like, oh, wait, this actually kind of makes it almost kind of erases the community, and that wasn't our intention, and so we've removed it and having a note.
How does that erase the community? It's a true statement when you look at the data. The data
is
correct.
But it can, it's putting the focus on the, like, that there's less versus, like,
but it's true. But if the doubt is true, then it's a true statement.
Yeah. It could be interpreted as a positive thing or a negative thing, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
But I think the data speaks for itself.
Why is it negative? I mean, I don't see anything.
Well, I don't want to argue about that. Maybe we see it differently.
I think a lot of people are going to see it differently. But the main thing is we put out the report. We had many options and opportunities to make changes or make alterations. We approved the report as is, and I think that that's the stance. And if somebody is feeling that they're not happy with that comment, we can just say, we're so sorry that you're not happy with that comment. There's many positives to the report. This was approved by an entire body, and we can do better next time.
And I think what happened for me is that I had kind of brought up in the pages before that the comparison with the state, like focusing heavily on that, in some ways didn't allow us to really highlight some of the findings that were substantial. Because the analysis was more focused on the comparison side by side, if we were less or more than the state. But the number itself could be striking, right? And so the feedback I had gotten was, you know, on the other page was like, let's leave it as is. And so I did kind of notice the... you know, the breakdown of how we did it, because in other reports as well, and Dr. Marchese might be able to speak to this, ethnicity is included with the race.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and so it almost felt minimized to me already, but I didn't want to, you know, I wasn't sure. I hadn't seen how you do it in the other reports till after the same groups of people showed me. And so we looked at the reports of women and,
conditions of children.
And Latino and Hispanic is represented in the
composite race ethnicity
in their own category.
I could speak on behalf of us using the census, and so since we use the census, this is how the categories are asked on the census. So there's nothing we can do as far as merging data, combining it, adding different categories to this. So this was something also brought to our attention along with other things. So census was what was decided to move forward with.
Rely on.
So and same. So we are and we oftentimes get criticism about some of the language used in the report, and we stay true to the source data in the terminology that they use as descriptors or disaggregators, because we're reporting the data as is. Like, we don't manipulate and then cite another source. We keep it true to the source data. So so it actually varies. You'll see in the conditions of children report, it varies. Like, some indicators will have, like, different categories of race and ethnicity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's based on, or like, the language used for the school populations, like one's like migrant something, and you know, there's foster care or whatever, and people are like, well, why are you using that language? What does that language mean? And I'm like, that's not what I didn't pick it. It's, you know, whatever the body who's collecting the data uses. So I think you need to stay true to whatever your source data is, whether you like the language or not.
I agree. So I appreciate the comments. Noted. I'd like to see if there's a motion about printing the one page, 200 one pagers for 41.
Is 200 enough? But
really, really quick, I'm so sorry. I do have to, I just wanted to just say, like, if that's how folks want to move forward, I just wanted to say that I just want us to be mindful in our next report, and maybe when we present this, right, maybe we can do due diligence to highlight, like, the presence of our Latino or Latina women and girls, right? Because I would never want, I had trouble sleeping at night when I realized that in some way that can be seen as participating in an erasure.
So you are welcome during your tenure as as an individual on the Santa Ana Unified School Board, if you have a position or an opportunity during your school board meetings to bring up and make that comment, I would recommend to make yourself feel better, you do that. But
it's not to make myself feel better. I think it's about the...
You just said you had a problem sleeping, so that means you didn't feel right about it.
Right.
But so I understand, but I want... Caitlin, I want to move on. Your comments are noted.
I'm just going to finish my statement because as a body, my point was that it's important that we don't contribute to the erasure of any group of women.
I absolutely agree, but that statement is implying that somebody's doing something on purpose to somebody.
No, you can do
and we have experts in the room that have said this is just kind of the lay of the land, and this is consistent with what prior reports as far as language being used on source data. And for us to change anything, like I said, you as an individual are welcome to make comments on your own time and path.
Oh, and I think we're all aware, important to come out right if we're presenting this, and you raise the awareness of that. So now I think we can all
And I said aware. Comments were noted. So now I'd like to move on about the one-page infographic. And so we have a proposal for $41.21 for 200.
And is that a sufficient number? Would be
I would like to make
question.
A motion that we do 400. Because it would be $80, right?
Yeah.
It should be just double.
It's not that bad.
Okay, so I have a little family emergency. I need to.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let's vote really fast.
Really quickly. Use quorum if you
want. Yeah, so just really all. Okay, so there's a motion for 80. Do I have a second?
Second.
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Abstain? Okay.
Are we voting on anything else that you might need me
to? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Thank you.
Okay. And then lastly, just a couple other comments about the report that we've gotten from board offices, just so everyone's on the same page. There was a question around the topic areas. Why did we use these categories? So just directed them to our mandates, and we followed the categories of the mandates that was created by the commission. I think one of the ones, we didn't have any here, that's a big one, is health, women's health. So that was brought up. So just as a reminder, if we do want to revisit the bylaws and modify any, kind of relook at categories, now knowing some of the data. Healthcare.
I thought we had some.
Yeah, I thought we had healthcare.
I mean, like specific
women's reproductive health, or like that. Those type of issues. But yeah, and then also kind of thinking like why these categories. Didn't really have a hard answer to that other than that's what was decided by the commission. The county rankings in the women's well-being index, it's important to note, I think, as well that some of those data sources are combination of a couple years. All the way back from 2018. So it is older data that was used for those county comparisons, and it was published 2 years ago. So we don't know if we'll have other county comparisons from the well-being index because we haven't heard back from them. So that's also important to know because there are some indicators there that we use the same data sources later on in our categories. And have different numbers, right? So because the ones in our categories are the most updated information. So just so everyone's aware, we did have some questions about things not matching. Page 29, I know we were just talking, we used, for the most part, original credible data sources. So just everyone is aware of that. So whoever collected the data is where we're kind of referencing for those data sources. Except for the well-being index where they take data, they do analyses, so make it comparable in their index where they're comparing counties. So, and then lastly, data tables. So I think a lot of people were kind of going in that front end of the report, not really looking at those data tables and making comments, right? So I know there were some questions around like teen mom births or other ethnicities, age groups, other comparisons. there are a lot of pages in the back that actually show all that information. So we might have just the overall percentages in the front end of our report, but we do have so much additional information in those data tables.
Well, that tells you they didn't read the report.
not the data. No one looks at the data table.
There's so much spy pages.
In the packets of council meetings, when somebody asks a question, I'm like, you didn't read.
So I do know, like, for example, the unemployment by race ethnicity was like, oh, it would have been great to take a look at that. And we're like, actually, it's on page 32 of the report. We have it women, men, total by race, ethnicity, unemployment rate. So there is a lot. So just make sure to kind of, if, when we get questions, know those data tables too.
Sorry, I missed that. You're talking about which report?
Our women's report.
Got it.
General findings that we've had so far come to us, just so everyone's kind of on the same page. Questions? Yeah.
You guys are amazing with everything you pulled together. I can't thank you enough.
I'm glad it turned out really well and it's well received. That's good to hear.
Okay, so for agenda item 4, I kind of already touched on this. Future updates and recommendations to the Board of Supervisors. We'll probably address this in August. So in June, be prepared to hopefully do some sort of working session. I'll get the lists over to Valerie by Sunday or Monday morning, and then she'll put that up. We can all start compiling the data and getting information so that when we come in June, we'll be able to really kind of pull our sleeves up and figure out exactly which data points we're going to use, analyze the data, sending it out that way. And again, this report will not be as labor intensive. I don't think we'll be at Christmas time sitting at our kitchen tables on Zoom during your personal time off. So that is all I have. Are there any comments by any of the commissioners or any of the other individuals?
I just wanted to thank the county staff that led to this effort, and I'm glad you joined us at the dais because that work is tremendous. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Anything else? Anybody else? Okay, then I'm going to give you all 30 minutes back of your life, and we are going to adjourn the meeting at 11:29. And thank you all for coming. And don't forget May. We're getting first five. Should be a really great presentation.
Party over.
Thank you, guys.
No, it is. At noon. I'm driving there now.
I feel like they used to do it in the morning.
I think they used to do it in the morning, but now they do it at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Hours.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember a lot of things. Well, no, I remember some things.
You remember a lot.